Voters in Israel handed incumbent Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a decisive victory at the polls this week, but not until he pulled out the hardline rhetoric. The day before the vote, in an interview in Hebrew on an Israeli TV network, Netanyahu reversed himself on the possibility of a two-state solution for peace in the Mideast, pledging that a Palestinian state would not arise if he retained his post. His U-turn earned much international criticism, including a rebuke from the White House. Then, one day after the vote count, Netanyahu appeared on U.S. TV and in English, said he never retracted his earlier position, still supports a, quote, sustainable, peaceful, two-state solution, and that Israel is the U.S.'s greatest ally. That didn't unring the bell, and Thursday, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said the bedrock of U.S. policy regarding Israel and a possible Palestinian state at the United Nations had shifted.
Steps that the United States has taken at the United Nations have been predicated on this idea that the two-state solution is the best outcome. Now our ally in these talks has said that they are no longer committed to that solution. That means that we need to reevaluate our position in this matter, and that is what we will do moving forward.
FSRN's Lena Odgaard is in Ramallah in the West Bank. I spoke with her after the election results were announced and asked if Netanyahu's last-minute rhetorical right turn made the difference.
There was a very high voter turnout, around 70%, the highest since 1999, which signals that this election really had people getting out of their seats and out to vote. And maybe some were inspired by, Netanyahu's scare campaigns, especially over the weekend, where it seemed that Netanyahu was really under severe pressure and played really on fear of Iran and especially the increased Arab power in the Knesset, saying even on the day of the election that Arab voters were going to the polls in droves and being shipped in on buses, really urging his constituency to get out and vote, kind of hinting that otherwise, the Palestinians would come and take over the Knesset. But overall, the election results show that even though polls leading up to the election had shown that social issues such as housing and cost of living were top priorities for Israelis, it seemed that maybe Netanyahu's agenda of security and particularly emphasizing that there will be no Palestinian state under his watch. That was his exact words a few days ago. Maybe at the end, these were more important.
Netanyahu's Likud party earned 30 of the 120 seats in Israel's parliament, known as the Knesset. To secure his fourth term as prime minister and ensure smooth legislative sailing, Netanyahu will need to form a coalition with other parties. One party that certainly will not join is a new one that formed through the merger of four smaller opposition groups. Again, Lena Odgaard.
The joint list was previously three Arab parties and one Arab Jewish party. They had joined forces for this election and was really looking at having a pretty good election with a lot of hope and optimism. And by 11 in the morning, 10% of Israeli Arabs had voted, and many came out to vote for the first time. So there was definitely an optimism that maybe this time their vote really mattered and was important. Still, though, compared to the size, their size in the Israeli society, they won now 14 seats, not really representing their size, but becoming the third largest in the Israeli Knesset, which is definitely a great success for them.
Odgaard adds that many West Bank Palestinians have expressed hope that Israeli hardliners will continue to alienate themselves from the West, resulting in increased international pressure on Israel regarding policies towards Palestinians.